This is Rob and Mike from the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management, and this is Think Smart with TMFG.
Mike, both of us have recently been back from the strategic coach. This one was a little bit different. This was a Zoom meeting. What was your impression?
It was very good. I guess what we should do is start by telling our listening audience what the strategic coach is all about.
So the strategic coach was started by a gentleman by the name of Dan Sullivan, and he developed this system for coaching entrepreneurs, and he used to coach them one-on-one, and then he gradually started to create group sessions. And the process is as follows. You get together four times a year for the full day. So, you know, it's a long 8-hour day. He now has locations in Toronto, Chicago, Los Angeles, and even London, England. Typically, there's about 30 to 50 entrepreneurs per class. Each person is part of a different group, if you like, and may have a different coach. So Dan still does some of the coachings, but there's, I think, you know, at least 20 other coaches in the program. And the groups are divided by your income level. So if you're in the entry level, I think is $100,000. And then there's a $250,000 group and $1 million group. And I think there might even be a $10 million group. And these entrepreneurs are all very different, but they're, you know, different businesses, different industries, different years. You know, there's some people in there in their 70s. There's other that are, you know, in their late 30s.
Yeah, we often hear entrepreneurs share a DNA. Their business may be no way related. I have plastic surgeons in my group. I have people own shops. I have Olympic coaches. But they do tend to share a DNA, don't they?
They certainly do. And, you know, a couple of things they have in common. One, they really don't have a lot of people that they can share ideas with and bounce ideas off of. The other thing that the coach has done, he creates all these different tools that you use every 3 months to help you figure out, you know, what you should focus on in your business over the next 3 months, the next year, the next 5 years. And he does this with all these great tools that he develops. He also developed this time system, which is called free, focus, and buffer days. So some days are your free days where you do no work at all. Other days are your focus days where you do nothing but what your primary business is, whether it's meeting with clients or meeting with prospects. And then finally, buffer days, which is sort of a, as he says, buffer days are there to prepare for good focus or free days. What I love about the program is I can go there and I can bounce ideas off of people. I can help people. They can help me. But I'm also held accountable every 3 months. And there's some value in that. You're having to go and tell people, you know, what worked over the last 3 months and what am I focusing on now? And they may help to guide you in a different direction. So it's like your own sort of board of directors.
Yeah, the Zoom calls have made things a little bit easy for a lot of the people. I mean, the one interesting part about the coach is it's been very easy for us because one of their main offices in Toronto. I'd have people flying from India. Believe it or not, they come in once every 3 months. They'd fly in from India. They'd usually take 2 days and spend in Toronto and 1 day to go through all this stuff.
Yeah, I have a couple of guys that fly in from Dubai. And you know, they typically make almost a week of it. They come in, they get a little bit of business done when they're here, but really their primary reason for visiting is to be in the coach. And it reminds you of how important something like that is when someone's willing to make the commitment to come from Dubai. This time, as you said, was different with Zoom calls, but there were some things that weren't that different. What did you find? What was your group? What was different about your group this time? What were you expecting and what did you see?
Well, what I was expecting a lot of people to be in a panic, to really be in question why they're an entrepreneur, why they're in business, having trouble surviving in all these tough times. That was my expectations going into the call. as I sat in and spoke with, as you said, there's between 30 and 50. I think my group is 45 people. I found a lot of them had their business were thriving right now, believe it or not. It was a bit shocking, but they found ways to make things work. There is this idea there that most of these entrepreneurs have that the future is unlimited. And it's a great thing to be experienced, because when you listen to the news and you listen to the governments, it's always providing this very limited future. Things are going to go wrong. There's going to be shortages. We're going to have trouble. GDP is going to go down. And some of these things may be true, but it's a very depressing mindset, isn't it?
It really is. You know, I went in there and, you know, our business is down a bit and clients are concerned and, you know, we've got our whole team working from home. So things are dramatically different. And you can't help but feel a little bit negative. And you go into this group and everyone is so positive and they're helping each other, working together. And you come out of there with a completely different outlook.
Yeah, a lot of people have went and said, 10 years of growth happened in the last 3 months. This is where we needed to get, but there was this resistance. And the one thing about the coach and entrepreneurs is you find the people that are very successful in these programs go through resistance. They just plow through it. They don't like bureaucracy. They don't like resistance. They don't think about what should hold them back. They think about what can be done. And when they look at what's happened in the last 3 months, they said with all the resistance they would have had from people, this process would have took them 3 years, took them 10 years to get to. And it happened in a mere 3 months. They found skills in their workforce that they didn't know existed. You know, when things happen like this and you really need it, you find you have some incredible people working for you. And that's what they all found.
I asked Dan one time, you know, what's the difference between the three groups, the $250,000 group and the $100,000 group and the $1 million group? And he said, Rob, it's really interesting. He said, you know, the $100,000 group, they still have the same problems and issues in their business 3 months out, 6 months out, 12 months out. He said the $250,000 group, it will take them maybe 6 months to solve some of their issues. He said the $1 million group is very different. They just go in the next day and make the change. And they think about it overnight, and the next day they go in and they implement whatever change it was going to be. I remember there was a point where, you know, the goal was to get rid of your office so that you didn't have an office that you worked in and that you floated around. And he said the $1 million group went in and just basically went in and got rid of their office the next day, which is, I guess, what makes the difference between those who are successful and those who aren't as successful. Now, let's be honest. This is a pretty successful group of men and women.
So when it comes down to it, what have we really learned from all this? All the coach, what have you really picked up and what are you taking to move forward with?
I guess for me, the thing that I've learned is don't dwell on the past. Is be optimistic about the future. And yes, things are different. Things may never go back to being the way they were. But if you work at it, you can create a really brilliant future for yourself, for your clients, for your family. And if you're doing something that helps the world, you're going to hopefully be able to provide more of that value in the future. What about yourself? What have you learned?
Well, this is a dream for your true entrepreneur. This is a dream, because true entrepreneurs like change, like things to get moving. One of them even described, they said airlines are now like a startup company. We don't know what the future looks like. And that's a whole new, some people are fearful of that, but there's a lot of entrepreneurs who are very excited about that. You know, when you look at the Elon Musks in the world and those type of people, that's a dream for them to go and turn an industry around and start from scratch. Think of what changes you can make. That was a big one. We talked about technology, you know, how advanced technology has become in the last you know, we can say any time frame, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, it moves so quickly and gets so much better. And even when you think you're very much leading edge on technology, you have another 30 people in the room that are at least equal and many ahead of you.
The other thing that I've learned is just in watching different businesses and how they've reacted to the pressures of COVID on their business. And some of them are doing their best to redesign their businesses, and others are really struggling. They're having trouble with change. And yet change is, you have to learn to change. You have to learn to adapt. That's the future. And those that adapt the quickest will be the most successful.
People always ask, what's different now? And the one thing that's always stayed constant is there will always be change, and we won't know what the next change will be, but we can be sure that there will be change coming forward.
That brings us to the end of another week. Thank you for joining us. This is Rob and Mike with Think Smart from the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management, reminding you to live the life that makes you happy.
You have been listening to the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management Limited. Asante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Asante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources. However, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the above, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances.